This is a GRDC podcast.
The GRDC Regional Cropping Solutions Network encourages West Australian grain growers to voice local farming concerns and put forward research ideas to help increase grower profitability in their local port zone. Hello, I'm Tony Crowley. In today's podcast, Western Region RCSN Coordinator Julianne Hill outlines the network's collaborative structure and how it makes the best use of the Grains Research and Development Corporation's investment of grower R&D dollars. Deb Bishop caught up with Julianne Hill near Dale, about 100 kilometres east of Perth.
The RCSNs were established initially in November 2011 to make sure that the growers were being heard, so from the ground up, all the issues from the ground up. And that's also put together with the ideas from researchers and agronomists and consultants and industry to make sure we've got a really good balance to make sure we're hearing everybody that has an impact and has a reason to be involved in agriculture, but also to see that those levies that growers are contributing are spent in the right way.
Tell us about the value of the RCSN and what input you would like to see from people within that group.
There's five port zones in the Western region. There's 12 RCSN members in each port zone. They come together twice a year and they come together to talk first of all about topical and really current issues, but also so about others that are maybe longer term and affecting them in a longer term capacity. And they come together and also discuss ideas of and activities to address those issues. But it's all around what is the impact on their area, on their profitability, what sort of area does it impact? Is it a large area, small area, port zone, shire? So we look at all the parameters, and that is what gives the information to GRDC on whether or not there's a big investment that can occur in there from a research capacity area, or is it a development or an extension RD or E? So which part of that should GRDC invest in? I think there's a great deal of value people being involved with the Regional Cropping Solutions Network groups. They have a chance and an avenue to be able to speak directly to GRDC and input ideas and issues that are affecting them in their farming businesses. So it's a real opportunity for them to chat to GRDC, Western Panel, staff, Regional Cropping Solutions Network members, to make sure their ideas are heard and that investment can occur in those areas.
So that there's a mix in this group, isn't there? And that's important, I would imagine.
It's really important to have a good cross-section of members in each port zone. So in each port zone there are around eight growers, and the balance are consultants or industry or bankers. So we have a good balance, and they're also used then for their research capacity as well. So they can put a real good lens over it to say, actually, that's been done before. Or, no, that's true, we should have another look at that because there's some differences in that that we can look at in this port zone. While it might work in the Geraldton port zone, it may not work in the Kwinana West port zone, for example.
So your role as coordinator, what is that exactly? I mean, do you take the charge? Do you take the lead? Do people bring ideas to you?
Yeah, so we have open forums, and that is the opportunity for just anybody to come along to tell us where they think their investments should be spent. So we have those every 6 months, so we have three in each port zone, 15 for the state. And that's the chance for people to come and tell us what they would like. And I gather all of those ideas, and there may be 300 or so for each meeting. And the RCSN members, they meet straight after these open forums, and they then filter out which is the highest priority of those issues and further develop some ideas to address them. GRDC then take those away further, or I put them together to give to GRDC, but first of all do a heap of background work to make sure that work hasn't been done before, but also to put together their lit reviews around the work that's happened, where the gaps are, and then pass that on to GRDC for them to further analyse and possibly invest in.
And then ultimately the result, you've got some booklets on your lap here, clearly online information, but also hard copy information can be distributed too as a result of this?
Yeah, this has been some really interesting stuff that came out of the RCSNs from their ideas and through the open forum process. A lot of it is about farmer-to-farmer learning, and we've always known that, but this is a way of properly putting it down on paper and giving out some examples to other farmers about how farmers are successfully managing the risk or managing the issues that are high importance in their port zone. So we've got here, for example, frost and break crops, and they come up every year, or non-wetting soils for some of the parts of the Western region, or, you know, how to best invest in your machinery, or business management models. So there's always some issues that come up, and different farmers manage them differently, so no two farmers seem to do the same thing. So this is a really good way to see how those farmers do it and how they manage those risks well.
What about the profitability, the bottom line, productivity? What influences do you feel that these local network groups contribute to those bottom line essentials?
Having the RCSNs as a group is a really good opportunity for us to ground truth, for example, any research that we want to do. It's not just research for research sake. Of course, yes, there has to be blue sky. But the research that is delivered to growers on the ground has to be able to help their profitability in some way. And yes, productivity is big too, but you can grow big crops and it costs a lot of money. So actually, is it the most profitable thing on your farm? So having the RCSNs there is a really good ground truthing system.
You talked a little bit about the commitment required to be a member. Can you just go through to us what level of commitment do growers or do people within the community of the regions need to apply to be a successful and tangible part?
Yeah, well, we have the open forums twice a year and they're only a 3-hour forum. Anybody can come along to those. There's no commitment. You just turn up, have your say, have a feed with us and go home, but knowing that we've heard what you're thinking and that GRDC has kept you up to date on what they have been doing also with your ideas. After we've had the open forums, then we'll get the RCSN members together to consider all of these ideas. And they meet twice a year and generally spend about 3 days a year on looking at all these issues and forming up these into more solid prospects for GRDC to consider.
So what guarantees can you give that the members' contribution is critical at the heart of perhaps change, perhaps different directions, focusing on issues that are important perhaps to them and not so much to others? What guarantee can you give that their role will be valued and that their input will be acted on?
With the open forum process, we're able to track everybody who's told us the ideas, and we can always go back to these people to clarify, did you actually mean this? Because we want to put a project on the ground around this, but we don't want to do that if it's not going to affect change or help you on your farm. So in that case, we can go back to people and say, this is where the idea came from. We need to know, is it the right idea, the right way to progress? But also the other thing about it is we must make sure that we have some local projects in the port zones. Having super sites is fantastic and we need that too, but we need to have a spread throughout the port zones in the Western region or in all regions to make sure that growers feel like their levies have been invested to help them.
So this is a bit of a shout out for increasing the understanding of what the network does, but also for attendance to the forums and perhaps ultimately part of the membership group.
That's right. And we have a rollover every 2 years and we have 60 current members on these RCSN groups. And we roll them over every 2 years and they can stay on for longer, but they need to reapply. But it's an opportunity also, if you want to get more involved, you can. And that is a really good way to get your ideas heard, but also to represent your local area. So you're actually representing more than yourself. You're really representing your whole area.
You're clearly passionate about it. Are you keen for others to be as well?
I'm really passionate about it because I think it's such a good initiative that GRDC put on the ground. And I'm passionate about it because I've seen some things come out of it that I know is exactly what farmers have wanted and growers have wanted in their local areas. And I just think it's their opportunity to say where their monies are getting spent. It's not our money, it's everybody's money and their money to help effect change and really do something transformational for farmers.
Julianne, thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Julianne Hill, coordinator of the GRDC Regional Cropping Solutions Network in the Western Region. I'm Tony Crowley, and you've been listening to a GRDC podcast.